This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Eric Dash, the banking reporter for The New York Times, joins us now in what seems to be a pretty happy week for banking. Good morning, Eric.
Hi, it's great to be here.
J.P. Morgan Chase posted second quarter profits a couple of days after Goldman Sachs posted a huge $3.44 billion revenue number for the most recent quarter. J.P. Morgan Chase gets $2.7 billion for this latest quarter, 36% jump from this time a year ago. Does it say the bailout, the bank bailout worked, or is this a vindication of J.P. Morgan Chase CEO and chairman Jamie Dimon?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that what you're seeing is sort of the market starting to stabilize. We're seeing blowout investment banking and trading revenues, and we're also seeing the sort of thinning of competition from last year. You know, there used to be, you know, five or six big investment banks. Now there's just a handful. And the same thing goes with retail banks, as we see sort of some of the big mortgage players exiting the business and mortgage brokers exiting the business as well.
So let's talk a little bit about how this compares to Goldman. Goldman made an enormous amount of money in fees for underwriting a lot of the bank capitalization that was demanded by the government. That's not so much the case with J.P. Morgan Chase, but they made an enormous amount of money really in their ability to, as you say, consolidate their mortgage business and really take much more control of the mortgage industry. How did they do that?
If you look at sort of where J.P. Morgan made money this year or in this quarter, it really is the same place that Goldman Sachs did in the investment bank. It had record revenues there from strong trading results in both trading bonds and commodities, where there are just fewer competitors left outstanding. And then you also look at, you know, after the stress test, all these banks needed to raise capital. And who did they go to? Well, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan.
Right. So basically, it is very similar to Goldman Sachs. Describe for our listeners what that means to make so much money in trading. I mean, it sounds a little bit like they took money from the TARP at a really low interest rate, traded a lot of oil, commodities, and bonds, made a huge amount of money, paid the government back, and everyone's happy about that?
Well, I think that sort of what it means is that banks really have two purposes. You know, there's the utility function of lending money, and then there's the casino function of trading. And, you know, the banks will tell you that they're properly hedged and they have all these, you know, intense risk management systems. And if you look at the results of J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs over this crisis and the management teams that they have, you'll get a lot of people on the street believing them. But I think the question remains, what happens a year from now when if those systems collapse or if there's another 100-year
right.
perfect storm in the next 5 years?
Well, and people are saying that until unemployment improves, a lot of these banks are still not going to be out of the woods. Bank of America and Citi earnings tomorrow. It seems to me that J.P. Morgan Chase's acquisition of Washington Mutual seems like a much better idea than Citi's acquisitions and Bank of America's acquisition of Merrill. Is that at least the takeaway that you can see at this point?
Well, certainly in the short term, I think sort of the verdict will be out in the long term. But I think that what you'll see is probably some similar results from both Citi and B of A, because both, you know, are remaining competitors in investment banking. And while they may not be as good because of all the distractions going on at those companies,
right,
I think that you'll still see a pretty solid performance, and that may surprise some people.
Happy week in banking. Eric Dash, banking reporter for The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.